chances before they pass, pass me by. Oh, darling, there is a light that shines special for you and me. You need a look at the other side.
Welcome to another episode of Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'm your host, Remick Benice, here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Oh, yes. Oh, it is now Wednesday in the year of our Lord. I believe the day is the 25th. We are halfway, halfway through the week. So happy hump day. All right, get it in. And if you're not getting it in, oh, well, perhaps you should look into getting it in. All right, good times, good times. Yay. Good. Let me just work some audio things here. My bad. We need to figure something out because this is not working out. All right. I hope everything is audible out here. Test, test, 1, 2, 3. Yay. Okay, that works. All right. Excuse me. Yay. Technical difficulties. Anyway, what's going on with you folks out there? Talk to me. If you wish to call in tonight and talk to me, I'll be taking your calls all the way to the top of the hour at 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732 here at Butt, Sweat, and Beers on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And if you'd like to sponsor a show here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, you may go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and you can set up a sponsorship for a show, or you can just donate to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com as a whole. Thank you for supporting free format radio. Yay! Bow. Moving forward. Yeah, so tonight we'll be discussing a couple things. I believe on Twitter there's been a new hashtag being released at, ever since the inauguration of the orange one. The hashtag reads Free Melania. Free Melania. Apparently, Melania needs to be freed. You know, some people were looking at pictures of Melania during the inauguration. They feel that Melania seems to be under duress. And my answer to that is, no, she ain't. She's there of her own free will. You know, there, like back in the day, there was this thing called house slaves and field slaves. The field slaves, you know, they were there out of fear, and some of the house slaves were out there out of fear too. But some of the house slaves, you know, took the liking to their masters, and thus, you know, if for some reason there was some insurrection or something like that, you know, the house slave would be like, "Oh, master, what is we gonna do now?" You know, she is a house slave. I know she's white, but still, this applies to her, you know, in that she chose to be with this man. All right. So, like, more or less, you know, she chose to be with him. I mean, he chose her out of catalog. She chose to stay. She chose to have a child with him, you know. So chances are she's going to be okay. Chance, like, most likely she's still in the will. I'm sure she'll buy like a huge estate somewhere in Slovenia or wherever she's from, you know, and decide like, you know, okay, well, now that I have all this money, I can buy my whole country back, you know. So I don't feel bad for no Melania Trump is what I'm trying to say. All right. Jeez. But I do feel bad for Bobby Shmurda. You know, I'm going to keep driving this home. We need to free Bobby Shmurda. You know, he had one good hit for the summer, and then they arrested Bobby Shmurda. You know, I don't have any gripes with President Obama. You know, he granted clemency to a record amount of criminals and everything, but he could have at least looked out for Bobby Shmurda. At least Bobby Shmurda. Just one thing, you know. You know, he could have been the hip hop president by letting Bobby Shmurda come home. At least that much. But that's okay. That's okay. He's going to be all right. Moving forward. Yeah. Yeah. So welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn once again. My name is Remick. I'm talking to you from a dungeon somewhere in Bushwick. It's good times. Tonight's weather is 48 degrees, feels like 43, with the chance of rain. Partly cloudy skies going into Friday at 45 degrees. It's with clear and partly cloudy skies all day. Wonderful. Yes. The time now is 7:09. Boom. Yeah, man. Anyway, Bobby, man. I opened up the show with the... Bobby Caldwell, Open Your Eyes. That is a call to all of you out there who said give him a chance. And I say open your eyes. All right. The writing is on the wall, people. This dude is not here for us. He's not here for us. He's here for himself. All right. But hey, you know, somehow you everybody's falling for the okie doke, the post-truthness, the what have yous. You know, I can't help it. I mean, it is what it is. You want to fall for it? By all means. I understand. You know, somebody shows up to your house and says and offers you the idea of like, hey, what if I told you I can make your life better than what it is right now? What do you say? Of course you're going to say yes. Who's not? Who doesn't want to be better? You know? But in return for what? You know, there's a level of sacrifice that I think most people in this country have given up. There's something that most people in this country have sacrificed for the sake of, you know, all these promises of like, oh, we can be better again. We can be great again. And all those promises that this guy said, I'm telling you right now. If you just want to fly blindly into the wind and just give him a chance, I say, hey, that's on you. That's on you. I'm just telling you right now, this shit ain't gonna be pretty. It isn't. You can just feel it. You can see it. You can feel it. It is what it is. You know, regulations. They're like, let's strip down regulations. And oh, by the way. You know, if there's, let's disseminate any and all information coming from the government with regards to science. You know, like now you can't even hold people to certain truths anymore because now they can in place of their argument, they can place alternative facts. What the fuck is that? What are you, seven? What are you, a child? I'm just getting started, folks. I don't know, man. Oh, man. I believe the kids in the street, they say, they would probably say at this point, shit is real. It's about to get real, you know, because I mean, we're only what, 5 days in? Damn, five. It already feels like 6 months. I'm just saying. Yeah. Oh, man. That dude is a loser. He, you know, for some, like, he, like, Donald Trump, like, had a show called The Apprentice, but he is a loser. He's the biggest loser. You know, for somebody who's won and wants to harp on the fact that I didn't win by enough. I didn't win by enough. All because, like, I think there were some people who shouldn't have been voting, and I should have won by a bigger amount. So tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to waste my time, effort, energy, and American dollars to investigate how did I win this. Exactly. He's in effort. On a whole, he's pretty much going to run pretty much the slowest, strongest, and most ill-timed, ridiculous investigation on how he won this thing. That's right. We are about to watch the most ridiculous replay in the history of politics. That's what he wants, instant replay on how he won. Dumb. Just. And the crazy part is about, what, 62, 63 million people voted for this guy. I don't know what you were looking at. It scares me to think that you really thought that this dude had your best intentions in mind. If you went and voted for this guy out of some sort of joke, congratulations, we are all fucked. I know. I sound like some lefty and everything like that. Look, B, don't, like, hey, give it some time. You know what I'm saying? Give it some time. You know, give it, you know, I'm going to tell you what you tell me. Give him a chance and watch this whole damn thing burn down. That's all I'm going to say. But anyway, we're going to try to keep it light. Yeah. Boom. We're going to try to keep it light. I don't know if I can get that done, but whatever. I'll probably go up on Facebook Live in the next 5 minutes. So, boom. But until then, let's see. What do we have to play for you folks out here? Stand by. We're going to keep on with the Bobby Caldwell. This is Carry On. More Bobby. Thank you. back. Hey. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, there you go. Wonderful. Wonderful. The sound of live music. And we're back at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Hey, if you want to call in right now, the number is 718-928-9732. I'll be fielding calls all the way to the top of the hour. Yay, to ear hammer. And boom. So I think I'll be going up on Facebook Live pretty soon. For those who are not calling in, that's fine. We shall engage with you wherever you're at. So here we go. Anyway, yeah. Let's see what else is going on. I was feeling a little like pessimistic going in, but you know what gave me hope? I know this sounds crazy, but I don't care. The Women's March, like that was crazy. Like all those women and those pussycat hats and whatever that is, like that was pretty dope. I was like, cheers to all of y'all. That was kind of dope. Yeah, good times. I was like, wow, there's clearly a resistance out there. Clearly, you know, there's folks out there who decide like, hey, you know, we're not like we're just not down with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel it. I'm like, why not? You know, fight back. There's a lot of folks out there who decide like, who decided who cares what he says and who cares what he does. You know, we're gonna be out here. You know, we're gonna maintain the fact that you know, you might be crazy and off your meds. You know, but that doesn't mean that we need to listen to you. Like you've not inspired anything, or you've not pushed us to listen to anything that you've said. We know that you may not necessarily be pushing hate speech, but you sure are opening the door and ushering it in. You know, with the ways that you spoke about Muslims, the way you spoke about. You know, your treatment of women, this things of that nature, dude. It's gonna get a little funky. It's gonna get funky. So, whatever. We welcome live the Facebook audience that's in here. Hello, good, wonderful. How's everything? What up, Evanson? Good to meet you. Hope everything is well with you and all. Yeah, man. But we're getting back to it. I had a couple other things I want to talk about. If you had planned on watching the Super Bowl, or I don't know if I'm allowed to use that that phrase. Hold on. If you're planning on watching the big game coming up on the 5th of February, that's Sunday night. I believe it's on this this network called FOX, whatever. I don't know why you can't use the word, but anyway, but if you plan on watching the big game, here's the truth. Don't bother. The Patriots are going to win this thing. It's fixed, all right? Tom Brady's in. Belichick is in. Those are the greatest cheaters in the history of cheatdom. So it's over, all right? You know, pretty much is building towards the fact that Tom Brady needs to win so that he can go to the White House and go sit in the lap of his best buddy, Donald Trump. I'm telling you, I can see the future. I can see the future. I know this. All right? So everybody needs to chill out. Like, you can take whatever odds that, you know, Vegas is giving you. Oh, well, Matt Ryan, this and that, and Julio Jones, this and that. Look, Tom Brady, this and that, and this and that, and more. It's fixed. This thing's over with. This thing's over with, my friend. Oh, man. Yeah, times is tough. What are you going to do? Yeah, no Super Bowl for me. Hey, Andrea, how you doing? Oh, Mr. Celestine, what's going on? Good to see you out there. What's going on? Welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I am your host to the top of the hour. Yes, this is good times. We'll be playing a couple of songs in between breaks so that I can freshen up my palate because Papa is thirsty. A little bit. That is the beer part of the show. There's not much butt on this show. There's a whole lot of sweat, and there's a little bit of beer. I try to keep some beer for me. All right. All right. Anyway, let's get back to it. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Super Bowl this year. I am a Giants fan, and they got out in the first round. Whatever, it happens. It happens. You know, clearly the offense wasn't there, so you got no dog in the fight. So what do? You watch. You still watch the dog fight. I was voting for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers, man, you let me down. Oh my God, all of you, Mike Tomlin. What happened, B? What happened? Could you at least make it close? Close. That's all I ask. Not even win the thing. Could you close? Pittsburgh. Oh man. Jeez. Now you don't have Tom Brady, the poster boy. I tell you, Tom Brady. It might be the new poster boy for white privilege. I mean, there's a bunch of white privilege poster boys out there, but Tom Brady is right there with it. I don't care what you said. Oh, but he works hard and he was a sixth rounder. I don't care. Garbage. All right. The Patriots is a system. It's a system. You can plug in any quarterback in there, and you're going to get that same outcome. Tom Brady was out for four games. They went 3-1. You know, they finished the finished the season 13-3. So that lets you know, like, it didn't matter. You could have won a sweepstakes tomorrow. They could have put on a jersey and some shoulder pads on you, and you could have learned the exact same system. I'm not saying you're going to pass this far, but, hey, you too can be the Patriots quarterback. Tom Brady, he's all right. All right? And if you don't believe me, ask the New York Giants. They beat him twice. That's all I have to say about that. Boom! We win. Yeah. That felt good. That felt good. Good. What do you want to talk about out there, folks? Yay? Hmm? What's going on? What's going on out there in live land? Oh, Marcy, how are you doing? Great. Look at that. Boom. How the babies? Wonderful. Wonderful. Good. How's the mister? Good. Lovely. I hope all is well. I hope all is well. Oh, man. What else is we going to talk about? You know, let me push the whole the playoffs thing to the side for a second. Yeah, let me go talk about Melania Trump once again. Enough. Let's stop trying to raise funds so that we can break Melania out. Melania is not like Melania's dating or married to like Tom Cruise or something like that. She doesn't have to break away from, you know, the Scientology compound or something. All right. You know, she openly chooses to live in a golden tower, you know, with with a man with a dead cat on his head, you know, colored like a Cheeto. It's his, that's on her. A woman chooses who she wants to be with. All right. And she clearly chose him. She's got his baby, you know, and once again, she's in the will, allegedly. I mean, So what are we talking about here? Who exactly are we freeing? You know, like Melania, she ain't Assata Shakur. Like, what did she do for you that we got to free her? Like, oh, free Melania. Eh, whatever, man. I'm done. No more. You folks. Yeah, it's hump day. So, and it's day five of the shit show. That's right. That's right. We got about 3 years and three more years of this. So 3 more years and 300 and some odd days. So enjoy it all while it lasts. Boom. Hey, call me if you're out there at 718-928-9732. Tell me what you're going to miss about America. Anybody? This is wonderful. Yay. America. I'm not saying America's done. I'm just saying, well, we had a nice run. We did it for a little bit, you know. Let's see. Slaves freed, put a man on the moon, Velcro, I don't know. You know, there was a good run there for America, you know. And then lo and behold, you know, it came one who had enough for himself and decided to say, "No, we need to have more. More for me and my boy Vladimir." You know. Oh yes, yeah. This is going to be an epic shit show, which also starts with the letters SS. Does that mean anything? I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. I'm just putting it out there, folks. Just putting it out there. Anyway, does anybody want to listen to anything on the radio? I'm taking requests. What would y'all like to listen to? Let me know. I'll be playing something over here on the old jukebox. Yay. It's going to be wonderful. Wonderful. Who can we play? Let's see. Ooh. Let me see if I can play a little Rockin' Robin by the... No, that's not going to work. That's going to... Ooh. You know what? We're going to go back to... Yeah. Ooh. You know what? I'm thinking about playing Versace by Migos because I've noticed something about Trump. He likes to repeat himself a lot. New Edition? Oh, we should play some... You know what? We should play some New Edition. Apparently, if you ain't watching it, BET has the New Edition... what's it name? New Edition biography playing tomorrow and I guess Thursday. So, you know, I didn't watch the first night because I had things to do, like this thing called life. So I will be playing something. Oh, actually, you know what? Thank you, Marcy. Yes, I will be playing some New Edition. You know what I will be playing? Let's see what we could do. I'm going to play some old New Edition. Let's see. Oh, this is good. This is going to align with everything that's going on in the world right now. It's going to be wonderful. Hey, Jess, what's going on? Boom. Welcome to my show. Yay. So this is the show. For those of you tuning in on Facebook Live, this is the show. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. If you want to just listen to the audio portion, you can go on Butt, Sweat, and Beers. You can go on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Candy Girl. Oh, Nicole. Hey, you know what? Candy Girl. I will put Candy Girl next. But you know what? I've got a better one. This one aligns with what the hell's going on in the world today. So, boom. With that, we're going to play a little Is This the End? Thank you.
wish it would have happened in.
Is this the end?
Mama told me one day it was gonna happen, but she never told me when. She told me it would happen when I was much older. I wish it would have happened in.
Is this the end?
I wanna know, I wanna know.
Oh, boom, we took it back. Is this the end? Sure does feel like it. As soon as this president got in office, this was the end, folks. We weren't warned by this joker, but it's going down. So yeah. Oh, Trump. I'm gonna hold that for later. This is gonna be fun. Anyway, is this the end? Perhaps. I'm not sure. You know, now that doesn't mean that you need to go out in the streets and act as if it's the zombie apocalypse. No. You know, you stack your chips, you know, say, be nice to your neighbors and be kind to everybody, you know, because I'm guessing we're going to make it out of this. I don't know how. I'm not sure what limb we're going to lose, but chances are we're going to make it out of this. Now, whatever happens in the next 4 years, who knows? You know, I mean, all empires fall. It is what it is. I didn't know we were going to see this. We saw a black president, and we saw, you know, a clown president. And who knows what's going to happen at the end of his presidency? But we'll see. We'll see. You know, is this the end? Perhaps. Perhaps not. Who knows? Who's to say? Anyway, if you have any feelings about it, call me up at 718-928-9732. We'll be fielding calls all the way to the top of the hour until Ear Hammer takes over. It's going to be fun. Oh, man. Yay. All right. We get to the beer part of the show, ladies and gentlemen. On today's show, we'd like to salute, I guess. This is my salute to all these the really stupid cheesy beers out there. So, ladies and gentlemen, we salute Genesee Beer. Hey, I'm sure this is this looks backwards on the Facebook Live, but I don't care. Anyway, Genesee, I saw this beer when I was in college. You know, I guess it was nice and cheap. It probably still is nice and cheap, Genesee. Am I even pronouncing that right? I've been saying Genesee. People can call me Ginny. That's all they call it. Whatever. Anyway, Jenny Beer, it's been there for you. You know. When those nights get cold, it's all you got, Jenny. Boom. So let's crack one open. Jenny. Woo. Oh, the sweet taste of Jenny. Good times. Yeah, that drink's like Colt 45. But hey, who's to say? Anyway, yes, that was the beer part of the show. Moving forward. Anybody watching the new edition show? Please let me know. Call in if you wish at 718-928-9732. Or you can jump on the live right now and let me know. Have you been watching? Oh, hello, Nia. How was everything? Oh, hope everything is well out there. Good times. Nicole, I see you. Oh, how's everything with with your girls? Shout out to the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta. I believe. Oh, look at that. We have a caller. Boom. Hold on. Got a caller.
I'm getting to their caller.
Let's see. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Are you there? What's up?
Hey, Ram. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Ev? How's everything?
All right. Good. So,
go on.
Talk about Donald Trump real quick.
I'm gonna talk about Donald. Look, it's been 5 days, and he is what I thought he was. He's a Disney villain come to life. He's not a what?
We gotta be careful on. I think a lot of people are blind to see what's going on here, right? So under Obama, right, we had Obama for 8 years, right? He did his job. He had some challenges, you know.
Right.
Probably the most hated president, but, you know, a lot of the social issues, you know.
Right.
The powers to be gave up on that, right? So he let the people got what they want and everything, right?
Right.
Now we into President Trump.
Yes, go on.
I think what you're about to see is probably another Bush part two. You're going to see a big, massive shift in wealth where the very wealthy people are going to get more money out of this.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you look at it, right, look at the past few days. Actually, just look back from the time he got elected. Look at all the CEOs. Look how much shares they're dumping into the market.
Oh.
A lot of people are not paying attention to that. But
I'm so sorry. Yeah, hold on for a second. Marcy, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to figure out how to push out the caller out to you guys. Forgive me. Forgive me, caller. My fault, Ev. So, pretty much I'm having a conversation on the phone over here. I'm so sorry. But I'll finish up this call with you. You guys hang tough on Facebook Live over here. While I finish up this call. I'm sorry, Ev. Go on.
I'm not live.
No, you are live. You're live. I'm just trying to get the audio out so that people can hear you. But for some reason, okay. It's just not coming out the board. Give me a second. Yes, go. Keep talking.
Remember, your call is anonymous, right?
Oh, this call? Yeah, it's super anonymous. You're calling from Everton, Massachusetts. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course you are. So that's yeah. So.
So I think that's what we're witnessing here, right? I think what you're seeing, what he's doing, and everything. This thing is not it's not a mistake. It's not all the stuff you're doing. It's all it's all, and the media's running with it. And I think what happened is that the American people, all they do is talk about, oh, he's lying, blah, blah, blah. But you guys got to look at what's really going on here. There's a lot of things that's happening that the media's not covering. And at the end of the day, I always tell people for the next 2 years, you go hard. You buy every stock there is. You sit on it. After 2 years, you get out.
Sounds like a plan.
That's going to happen.
Sounds like a plan.
That's going to happen. I think what you're seeing is a big, massive shift in wealth, right?
Right. Everybody knows it's going to be a big, massive shift in wealth. That's not the problem. The problem is it's the whole I want to help out the people message. He's not helping out a damn person except for himself. Look who he's hired. He's hired generals, he's hired billionaires, and he's hired Goldman Sachs. So it lets you know exactly what he wants to do. He wants to shift things in one way, you know what I'm saying? Get into the piggy bank, and then he's going to say, well, like now we get to rain golden coins down on you. No, you don't, you lying Scrooge McDuck. You're like, stop playing. People.
No, but listen, the 60-odd million people knows that. No,
right.
The majority of them know that. The 40% of white women that vote for him.
Listen, right.
Right now, all that is, right, they know what they're getting. All
right.
That is a backlash of President Obama had a great 8 years.
Right.
And now there's a backlash, right? That I understand. But what is so sad is those states like Oklahoma, Kentucky, and everything, now they're about to get a wake-up call. And when Obamacare gets repealed.
Yeah, and you know what? I say, so what? They're like, there you go, sucker. I've told you so. I'm not above telling somebody I told you so, because like it's almost like you saw what was coming, and you chose like no, like clearly he's just doing this for show. This is who he is. You know, when someone shows you who they are, you know, believe them. This is who he is. He's not changing. Okay. Hey, he's about glitz, glamour. He likes big things. He likes, you know, he likes big buildings, big walls, big lies, big bullshit. This is who he is. This is who he is. Nothing's going to change. What?
Yeah, he already told the American people. Oh yeah, by the way, the taxpayers are gonna.
Yeah, taxpayers are gonna pay for the wall, and then the Mexicans are gonna pay us back.
And guess what?
Bullshit.
After he's done.
Bullshit.
He's going to bankrupt the United States.
Right.
Say you're bankrupt.
Because he likes manipulating debt. I'm just saying, this is all on, look, this is all on This is all on folks who voted for him. It is what it is. Hey, I'm going to have to let you go, caller, because all right, well, we'll talk. All right. Yay, so that was a fun caller. Hey, if you're out there watching on Facebook Live, and you want to, if you want to just chime in, I will. We'll just have a back and forth on Facebook Live, because for some reason I'm not necessarily getting my calls up. I'm not necessarily getting the audio up on the board so that you can hear these callers. I apologize for that, but I will get back to you. Hopefully next week I'll get that fixed out. So. Whatever. Hey, Bert, what's going on? Good to see you out there. Debo! Oh, well, yeah, Super Bowl. Not watching it this year. All right? I'm protesting the Super Bowl because Tom Brady's there. It is what it is. You know he's winning. So whatever. Look, this is, everybody just needs to, just be smart. Go out there. You know he's going to lift these sanctions on Russia. You know? You know these things are happening. It's going to happen. It is what it is. There's nothing you could do. He's going to come after Muslims. It is what it is. Nothing you could do. Except for go out in the streets and tell them, you don't like it. You know, these things are happening, people. You know, be careful to say, give him a chance. The more chances you give him, chances are he's going to come in, you know what I'm saying, grab you by the genitals, and we'll see what happens then. All right? No, let's just be real. What's up, Rob? How's everything out there? Boom. Hope you're doing well. All right. People just need to really understand we are at point critical right now where it's only been 5 days. 5 days. It's been 5 days and this dude is wilding out already. Wilding, my friend. Oh my God. I say this and I mean this. You know, this whole be patient thing, I'm like, for what? For him to, get the knife and kill us all? No, thank you. You know? Oh, yeah, if we were in Iraq, maybe we should have taken the oil. How do you say things like that? How do you just say things like that? You can think them, and then you can say them. And if you say them, you say them behind closed doors where nobody's listening except you and a couple of your confidants. But you say that while we have people fighting for other Americans in other countries and everything like that. What is wrong with you? That dude. Oh man, he's going to get us all killed, you know. Oh man. And Sean Spicer. Man, that dude's a moron. Yay. That dude is a moron. I don't know how do you take that job. You know who Sean Spicer is? You ever seen the sober dude who's talking to the cop for his drunk friend? That is Sean Spicer. Sean Spicer has been mansplaining the hell out of whatever Trump's been talking about. Hold on. Well, here's what's happening. All right. It was so many people who were watching the inauguration all around the world. Period. No, Sean. People went out to Home Depot and took the day off from watching that garbage. You know. You didn't have enough people out there. It is what it is. All right? Sean Spicer, man. I hope that paycheck is big enough because you're going to look like a moron on a couple of days. You know, but that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We'll see what happens. Any requests for any music out there, please let me know. Yay. Please. We'll toss on another new edition if you want. You know, perhaps some Leonard Cohen. No, let me know on Facebook Live. What do you want to listen to? I'll toss it on. I think we got another 15 minutes left in the show, and then I'll wrap up and then we'll get cozy together, and then I'll make my way over to this place called home. It's gonna be wonderful. Oh, let's see. Anybody can stomach more New Edition? I think I can. Mm. Yeah, all his policymakers and all these folks, they're really gonna quickly understand. He thinks he's running a company. He thinks America is a company. America is not a company. You know, people are not beholden to what you say and what you feel. and what you think and everything. Like, yes, you get to shape policy and everything. Of course you do, you know, but let's be real, man. Like, no one signed up to be the car in Thelma and Louise, man. Popcorn Love? Well, you know, we can do Popcorn Love. We can do Popcorn Love. That sounds like a good idea. Thank you, Bert. We're going to do Popcorn Love. Yeah. But I didn't sign up to be the car going over the, like, going over the brink with you and Thelma and Louise. This is not the part I want to be part of. You know what I'm saying? This is not the Make America Great Again that I want to be part of. You know, this whole idea of like, oh yeah, well, you know, in order to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs. Like, yeah, you don't got to lose your dignity. Anyway, let's go get some popcorn loving. Yeah. Popcorn Love. Shout out to New Edition and all the people on the freaking Facebook Live who requested Popcorn Love. Really? Really? Oh my God. Yay. Yay. Oh my God. Yeah, young Bobby Brown. Whoever thought that young Bobby Brown, you know what I'm saying, would be the same looking Bobby Brown. Like, Bobby Brown looked crazy. That's all I have to say. Oh, my God. Yeah, so we're winding down the show, but that's okay. We got some time left. You know what I'm saying? If you got one, Remy taking me back to sixth grade. Yes, that was the sixth grade anthem right there. Popcorn Love, Is This the End? No one ever plays my request. You got your request played right here, okay? You got request, you let me know, okay? Boom. You got musical requests, you let me know. You know, you got sexual requests, you go somewhere else. I don't do sexual requests. I do not do sexual requests. No, thank you. But you got musical requests. Hey, you come on through. All right? I might got a song for you. All right? So we good to go. What's this? What is this? Man, we got some more New Edition. We might close it out with some New Edition tonight, but whatever. Anyway, so what do we have to say for ourselves? It's about seven. Time is now 7:55. So what do we have to say for ourselves regarding this show? All right. Super Bowl. I'm feeling nostalgic. I am feeling nostalgic. You know, I mean, I should feel very nostalgic since we're trying to make America great again. Like, I think like we should make hip hop great again. You know, and R&B great again, and young boy bands great again. You know, like let's make it all great again. You know. I don't know about this 1950s Don Draper a ridiculous America that nobody can get back to great again, you know. But I'm trying to make like you know like a I, like I'm 12 years old, you know, at the communion party and I'm secretly drinking beer and liquor great again. What? Just me? No, I'm eating Haitian patties and everything like that. That just me? I'm just saying, man. Like, but yeah, it's like clearly, the time for nostalgia is in, you know. I guess people are just done with this whole generation Wi-Fi, you know. Clearly we've seen the end of the internet, and we decided like, you know what, we don't need all this. Let's go back to our holes, shall we? Yay. That's fun. Oh my God. Ooh, I might play this new one. Oh yeah, I'm going through the whole New Edition playlist over here. Oh, I know exactly what I'm playing last. This is gonna be fun, folks. I can't wait. Let's see. From the time on the clock and everything like that, I'm gonna play this song now. So I'm gonna I'm gonna leave y'all with some "Cool It Now" by New Edition. Boom, singing like you mean it. Buck.
To go, and I hope this message stays in your mind, cause you almost lost a girl who was right on time. Here's one more thing that you got to know, just cool it down and stay in control.
and Mike. If I love the girl, who cares who you like?
All right. Boom. Cool it now. Apparently, that's my time. Boom. I'm about to head up to the top of the hour. You've been fun out there. Thank you. We had such a great show. We made it. We made it. I don't know about the next 4 years, but we made it through tonight, and that's all that matters. Anyway, boom. I'm your man, Remy. I'll be back next week. Love each other. Love yourselves. Take care. Let's have fun. Let's go ahead and walk these dogs and represent Wu-Tang to the fullest. Happy Kwanzaa. Good night.